And now, let's find out what's making news in the US, thanks to Kia, home of Australia's best seven-year warranty.
It's good afternoon to Richard Arnold. Richard, this is dramatic. How can one of the most scenic highways in the world be shut down for months because of storm damage?
Well, in some heavy weather, some landslides and a few other problems, and you've got the story. This, as you say, is one of the most scenic roads anywhere in the world, but right now virtually inaccessible. Talking about Big Sur, a place that is on a lot of folks travel this because it is so spectacular, a steep, winding road above an almost untouched part of the California coastline, but the current storms have it shut down. What a contrast that one of the worst droughts in the modern era here has been followed by these record rains. The weather records only go back about 100 years, bit over, so not very long, but this is the wettest season on the books, and when it rains in California, things slip and slide. There have been multiple landslides, says police officer Justin Roberts.
The severity is big boulders the size of cars on the road, big holes in the road from the big boulders as well.
Clearing those landslides could take weeks, but that is not the worst. A major bridge has just been condemned after cracks were found in its pylons. They say it's beyond repair, so that is a huge problem. Removing and replacing our bridge could take 10 months to a year, is their guesstimate. They're letting some people walk across it now, but soon it will be closed permanently, just too dangerous. This stretch of the Big Sur coast also is home to a lot of famous places. One of them is the retreat known as Esalen, and some people are trapped there. They might have to be evacuated by helicopter. In other places, there are a few restaurants, not a lot of development, but those few places also will have to shut down for the moment, it seems.
There's no one coming through. Like, you can look around in the restaurant right now, there's not a single person in here.
They are isolated. Travellers coming from San Francisco and Monterey are being told they have to turn around. These are some German tourists.
Landslides.
And we have to turn now because we want to go to Los Angeles.
Yeah, everyone now will have to drive inland. The coastal road is a no-go for the foreseeable future.
Richard, thank you. Listen, on a day that NASA has made a major announcement, which we'll be talking about straight after the news, there hasn't
been
the seven planets, but there hasn't been, I guess, good news for someone closer to home, yet still in outer space.
Another travel problem. Yeah, this time up in space, we spoke the other day of the successful launch of the SpaceX rocket Falcon 9 from the same Cape Canaveral launch pad used for the shuttle missions and before that the Apollo flights. The rocket landed back on the pad this week, so it's reusable. But it's in a loft a space pod called the Dragon, and today that spacecraft has had trouble docking with the International Space Station. It was less than a kilometre from the ISS when a problem developed in their GPS system, so they had to back away. The Dragon is carrying new supplies. Space controllers say they think they can fix the navigation problem. Try again later this week, but this shows spaceflight not easy. They hope to use the SpaceX rocket to send astronauts to the space station, maybe starting next year. And boy, think about it, right? This would be so much more critical, wouldn't it, if they had a crew on board and they were stranded, unable to dock.
More work. Back to the drawing board. Richard, thank you. Richard Arnold in the US.